This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:45, quarter till 7, Thursday morning, September the 11th, the 24th anniversary of the attack, and it's kind of weird how we choose different numbers. 25th anniversary next year is going to be a big thing, but we'll never forget what happened. Mike Strain joins us now, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How you doing, Mike Strain?
Man, I am doing great. How are you, Tommy?
I am okay. I'm heading to Alexandria this weekend, so tell me what I need to look out for in terms of farm vehicles.
Well, when you go ahead to Alexandria, they're going to be, you know, doing a lot of work now, beginning with their sugar cane. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, we're probably going to be harvesting a few beans left. All the corn's been harvested. And so mostly there in Alexandria is sugar is what we have there and a beginning of row crops. The row crops really begin from Alexandria headed up towards the Monroe area through that entire district. But we're getting in now to harvest of, you know, we've done most of the corn and beans, and then, of course, sugar starts now, and we'll be harvesting sugar between now and probably the first week, hopefully not the second, but the first week of January. And so, you've been there on I-49, and you can see those trucks rolling, and so they're rolling to the sugar mills. The closest mill is in Point Coupee, but then most of the sugar mills are below I-10, I-12. And then the corn and the beans are going to a various number of inland, generally inland elevators. Some are going to the export elevators. But now is the time we've got to get, you know, everything out. And it's a very short window to get that done.
Tell me about seafood testing, because it's amazing how other countries test. 50% in Louisiana, the United States test what? A very small percentage, right?
Very small, but we are trying to increase that. The legislature has set aside amount of money. We are testing about 10 samples per week for antibiotics, and that's with a total funding of about $130,000. We hope that next year, because we did a number of law changes to where that we'll double that amount so that we can do about 20 per week. We have teams that go in and, you know, and look for the imported seafood. We're also testing that which we might think could be blended for antibiotics. We have found antibiotics, and you know, in several cases, you know, we've found thiamphenicol, ciprofloxacin, you know, chloramphenicol, those sorts of things. And then that information is immediately turned over to the Department of Health and hospitals, and that product is seized immediately. But we are finding it, and so the other thing is that, you know, we're watching for those packages that came in that had the cesium in it, the cesium-123, and we're talking about how do we start looking for that. And then further, we're looking at doing confirmation of origin on products. We know that with catfish, now that we have the ability to tell if it's catfish or another species by doing DNA testing, we're looking at that. In addition to that, we are charged with label enforcement. And so, and we've, you know, probably done over 600 packages at, you know, at many different locations. We'll go into locations, look at every package in the frozen counters, to make sure they don't violate the Louisiana laws, which means if it is a seafood product and on there it is deceptive to where you think it is a Louisiana product, but it is not, they have to put the country of origin in 30-point font, which is pretty big, on the front of the package. And they are complying because the fines, you know, the fine starts first offense at $15,000, second $25,000, third offense at $50,000, and each offense thereafter. Most of the time, we tell the company, look, you got it, you can't sell us because we'll put a stop order on it, and then they go ahead and correct it and move forward. And our main goal is that, you know, if you're going to buy imported product, especially, you know, shrimp, crawfish, catfish, whatever that is, then, you know, that's your choice, but you need to know that you're buying that. And then we're going to continue testing for these antibiotics. And we initially started off with looking for three antibiotics in the chloramphenicol family. And then now we're looking for 14 different antibiotics. And that could change depending on what it could be coming from. So Thailand, we're watching very closely, you know, Indonesia, you know, Vietnam, China, all those countries. And we are really out there trying to make sure that the products are safe. But there's a lot of seafood products, a lot of different ones, and they come in. You would think, oh, just go down to the port of New Orleans. It's not that simple. A lot of them come into other states and are trucked across our lines and distributed. And so we're in a continuously chasing that and then, you know, working with our friends in the FDA. So we are very active now in seafood testing. And we tell people bottom line, you know, buy fresh, local certified products. Look, the brown shrimp out there have never been better. I was with a town hall meeting in Houma with Representative Jessica Domain night before last, and the big subject was shrimp. You know, and these shrimpers are telling me they're getting paid $1 a pound for nice shrimp at the dock. It costs more than $2 to shrimp them, you know, to go out there and catch them. And so we've really got to do some work in the shrimping industry. And of course, we're going to continue to work with crawfish and crabs and oysters. But again, we need to make sure the public is protected, the public is informed. But we also, really, you and I, we need to ask before we eat. If we're going to have a promo, I want our Gulf shrimp or our crawfish or our oysters or our catfish, right, on that po' boy.
Mike, it seems like it's almost impossible to control it from the supply side. So if you would control it from the demand side, where people would just be cognizant of what they eat and only eat Louisiana stuff, that would take care of itself, wouldn't it?
That's right. And that's what we've, you know, done over the years with crawfish. You know, it used to be shrimp was king. Crawfish was second. And now, you know, the entire Gulf shrimp industry, you know, landings are less than $40 million. The Louisiana crawfish industry is over $250 million. Now, think about that. You know, when people go, you know, they want Louisiana crawfish. If you're going to go have boiled crawfish, you better believe it's going to be Louisiana crawfish. It should also be Louisiana shrimp, right? We've got to ask the public. If the public demands it, then that's what the merchants are going to buy to sell to the public. That's the bottom line.
Mike, let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking about National Rice Month, also about fall gardens. Y'all got any questions, comments for Dr. Mike Strain, a respected veterinarian, also Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, very smart man. Text those questions in to 504-260-1870, 652, 8 till 7, traffic now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL, 3 minutes ahead of 7 o'clock. Couple of minutes left with Mike Strain, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Mike, it's National Rice Month. How important is rice to Louisiana?
Rice is one of our major crops. We're the third largest grower of rice in the United States, more than 400,000 acres. And, you know, when you put the value of rice and you add the milled rice, it's more than $500 million. Mm. So it's a huge part of our economy. You know, areas that grow rice, grow rice. But what comes after rice?
Crawfish.
Crawfish, mm-hmm. That's right. And so now, you know, you're looking at the value of the rice fields. And then, of course, for Sportsman's Paradise, 60% of the energy the ducks need to get moving further, they get from raiding our rice fields. They go into the rice fields. So ducks for wildlife is very important. Crawfish is important. And two, harvestings of rice. And rice has been here since actually the Civil War. What happened, Carolina Gold was the king of rice because that's where it started when a ship going from Madagascar to Europe had to put into the port there in South Carolina for repairs. And the captain left rice, and they began growing rice. And then during the Civil War, the Northern armies destroyed all of the water channels, and they moved the rice production to Louisiana.
No kidding.
So it's an area called Iowa, you know, if you get into that general area, mm-hmm. which farmers from Iowa were recruited by Dr. Dalrymple from LSU. They were brought here to farm wheat. Wheat didn't grow very well here, but by goodness, they figured out they could grow rice. And a new industry and a way of life was formed, and now we are much larger, you know, than the Carolinas in rice. In our medium grain, you know, our long grain, we have some of the finest rice in the entire world, and National Rice Month is celebrated. And you think about it, what is red beans in? That's right, crawfish, etouffee, gumbo. Look, rice is a staple in our way of life, and I can tell you it's a huge, growing, continued part of our economy.
Mike, we love having you on because we always learn something. So that's where Iowa, Louisiana came from.
That's right.
I'll be
Iowa.
Doggone.
That's right.
I'll be
How
damned.
Like that?
I'm telling you, it's something, man. I saw it already, but I didn't know that that's what it came from, because I always wondered, why would there be an Iowa in Louisiana? But it's not. It's Iowa. Thank you, sir. Mike Strain.
Iowa.
Commissioner.
It's spelled the same.
Yeah, but not pronounced the name. It's the same. Mike Strain, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. We come back. We'll talk with Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst Ted Rossman about savings accounts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.